What's up, everybody? This is your host, Rosie, the Haitian Mama, and you're listening to Season 3 of Mama Life, a show about the ups and downs of motherhood. If you're a new listener, welcome, and thank you so much for tuning in. For my returning listeners, thank you for sticking with me on this journey. Now, let's get on with the show. Welcome to another exciting episode of Mama Life. What's up, y'all? So today we are going to be talking about school drop-off and pickup. Oh, yes. It gets crazy, y'all. Especially these lines. Yes, I am already over it. And school isn't even over yet. So, let's talk about the drop-off, y'all. Let's start with the drop-off. So, I had to figure out a strategy to drop off my son. Yes, I said it. I had to figure out some kind of strategy. The drop-off lines are, like, so long. And the thing about it is, last year was different. Because we had a chance to actually wait inside the school until the school started and then we let the kids out. But this year was ran kind of different because they had this rule that you cannot park in front of a fire lane. So we had to actually wait until 8 o'clock so we could actually get in a car ride line and drop off our kids, which is absolutely crazy because by the time 8 o'clock gets there, the lines are packed. So first day of school, I didn't know the rules. I decided that I wanted to be the first one there, and I was redirected to go on the grass that's across from the school, not really across from the school, but across the street. So I waited there until it was like 7:50, and then the lines were long, so I had to get my kids out of the car and walk them inside the school. Okay, all right. So flashback to to when school actually started and I started getting the routine right. So I got out of the house. I get out of the house at 7:30. And I get to the school around 8. So the lines are like extra long. I can't stand the lines. But okay, I figure out a strategy and I'm like, okay, that will work. So it works for me. I let my kids put their backpack on when we get close to the school and sit down. So by the time I drop them off, they'll be ready when the doors are open for them to go. So someone usually opens the door and let them out of the car, and I want them to be fully prepared. But about these lines, they're so long, especially close to 8 o'clock. It's like they reach all the way from outside of school. It's like this long snake of a line waiting for kids to get dropped off. Which I get it. Some parents get so frustrated. Not frustrated, but they get impatient. Let's say that. They get so impatient that they drop their kids halfway there. So I'm standing in line and I see cars stopping and just letting their kids out. Some people stop and let their kids out, and the kids normally walk around and get to class that way. So they have to actually walk there and pass the cars. But they're not like across the street. They're like right by the school. But the line is so long that it's like outside of the school. So they actually have to walk a little distance to get inside. So yeah, some parents let their kids out, but I'm different. I'm not going to let my kids out just because the lines are long. I'm going to leave my kids in and make sure I get inside the school so they could actually get out, so I could watch them walk into the school. So that's how I do it. And yes, I get it. Lines are long. you guys have to go to work. I understand, because the lines are getting on my nerves too. Yes, drop off is crazy. It's crazy. It's like two lines for drop off. That's how crazy it is. One line extending from the street and the other line extending from the other end, which is so ridiculous. But you know what? The school gets it done, even though the drop off lines are so long. And I guess they're doing it. They're doing it. But it's driving me crazy because I hate lines. I hate waiting in line. And every morning, it seems like it's forever. Especially since I get by the school like at 8 o'clock. I get there at 8. At 8, exactly. And I have my routine. I tell them to put the boot bags on. They put the boot bags on. And then we mosey on slowly so we could drop them off. Because the line goes slow. The line goes slow. Like, I feel sorry for the people that are not actually going into the school. Because they have to stand behind the parents that are ready to drop their kids off. And so I'm looking at them. And I'm guessing they're saying, oh my God, it's a school drop-off line. And I'm watching them get out of the line slowly. I'm like, yeah, it's gonna be a while. So, like, last year, I used to look at the long lines like, oh my God, it'll never be me. But this year, I'm in that long line. I'm like, yeah, now I know how those other parents must feel. Yes, the lines, yes, it's hella long. Yeah, the school lines are long. So, if your mom listening to this, you know exactly how I feel. If you're a parent listening to this, if you're a dad, a mom, yes, y'all know how I feel. Y'all know how the lines are. You guys know the weight. You guys know the struggle. Yes, it's the lines are long. Okay, so let's talk about the pickup. Whew, Jesus, the pickup is something else. Oh my God, like I've said in the beginning, they don't want anybody parking where the fire lanes are. So we have to actually wait till like 2:30 to actually get started for the car line. So what I do, because I have two kids that go to the school now, so I pick one up at 1:30. Which is easy because I get to the school at like 1:29, I park, and then I walk over to get him from the preschool. So after that, we just go back to the car and we wait until 2:30 so we could pick my oldest one up. And by the time 2:30 rolls around, y'all, listen. So they say 2:30, the car line begins, right? Right? That's what they said. But by the time 2:30 rolls around, that car line is packed. It's packed. And I'm like, where are all these cars coming from? I mean, where did they park? Did they hide somewhere? Like, the car line is packed. It's full. And I have to get in. So I'm at the end of the line and I'm looking like, oh my God. Why is it so packed? I should be the first one there. But you know what? I'm not even stressing it because at the end of the day, I'm still in there. So I came up with an idea. I was like, okay. So I'm gonna try to get in the line a little bit earlier. So the other day, I got in the line at 2:10. I was the second car, y'all. I was the second car at 2:10. I was the second car in the line. Everything was great. Everything was good. Everything was perfect. Okay, come early day when, you know, when the parents have to come pick their kids up at 1. So my pre-K baby finished at 12. So I had to wait until 1. To get my oldest. So I did that. So the lines were so long at 1 o'clock. The lines were so long. Those school lines are no joke. I used to say that the reason why I come early and just sit and wait in the school line was because I get some me time. I get to relax in the car. But it's like, it's getting longer. Especially since now it's stretched all the way to the end of school because of the whole fire line issue. The thing about it is they made this rule. They made that rule because when the fire trucks came to the school, they couldn't get in because there were so many cars parked by the fire lane, which is not good because if it was our child that was in the school, we wouldn't want that. We would want our child to be rescued, right? Yeah, so I get it. I'm like, okay, I'm not even tripping. I'm not complaining. But I just don't like the lines. I just don't like the school lines. Only because they're so long, y'all. They are long. They're long. And people pack it up. And some parents are so early. I'm like, what are they doing all day? Are they waiting for the time? Are they racing to the school? Are they hiding? Where are they hiding? Because the lines get so long, especially since I've been waiting for the right time to get in the line so I could actually be first. So I could park where my son could actually see me. So yes, these lines. It's the lines for me, y'all. It's the lines for me. I cannot with the school lines. How are you guys doing with y'all situation, with y'all school situation? How is the school lines in your school? I want to know because this one right here, the school lines, I cannot. Okay. All right. My top three reasons, y'all, why I can't with these school lines. One, I think that is time consuming. Well, not really, because I have to wait for my son. But the thing is, I think that if you don't come at the right time, you get pushed all the way to the end of the line. And if you come at an earlier time, you can't enter the school because it's too early. So it's like you never know when to get there. And when you do get there, the lines are packed and you can't even get in. That is ridiculous sometimes. Especially in the morning time. If you catch yourself late in the morning, the school lines are long in the morning. Even longer in the afternoon. Like, try getting out of the school with these lines in the afternoon. We have to actually drive the opposite way because the lines actually block the street, so you can't pass. No cars could pass there, so the officers actually have to direct us to go the other way because that's how long the lines are and that's how many people are trying to get into the school. Yes. These lines are nothing to play with. And as a parent of school-aged children, I don't know how y'all do it. Because the lines drive me crazy. They do. They really do. I feel like I have to race every day to the school so I won't be caught at the end of the line or so I won't be late and have to try to enter the school. Yes. Yes. The lines. It's something else, y'all. It's something else. Like, how are you guys coping with it? Because I know school just opened for some of y'all. Like, please DM me. Just tell me, how are you guys doing it? How's the school lines for you guys? Whew. And that was my little thing about the school lines. Sounds like a rant. Because maybe it is. Or maybe it is. And with that, I am out. It's story time. Y'all ready for this? Okay, parents, do your kids have names for certain things and you have no idea what they're saying? Okay, so the other day, my son asked me for some niece. Anybody know what niece is? Because I don't. So I keep on asking him and he said the same thing, niece. Like, I'm really supposed to know what it is if he said it over. No, I don't know what you're talking about. And so my oldest son finally said he meant raisins. I'm like, raisins? But he said knees. He was like, it's raisins. I'm like, wow. Okay. Knees. Knees does not sound like raisins. Whew, that's my story. Can y'all relate? All right, time for the inspirational quote of the day. Let's get inspired. All right, and the inspirational quote today is, you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. Think about it. Thank you so much for listening to season 3 of Mama Life. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to support this podcast, please share it with others. Don't keep it to yourself. And wherever you're listening, please remember to rate, subscribe, and leave a review. And to catch all the latest from me, please follow me on Instagram at MamaLifePlus3 and catch me on YouTube at Mama Life Plus 3, Life of Moms. And as always, take care of each other, and most importantly, take care of them kids.